Gil.
We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle
Gil.
That's right. Gilbert Gottfried is here, the one and only Gilbert Gottfried. He's performing at Zany's tonight and through the weekend. Tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. Zany's.com has your ticket information. It's so good to see you. I get so excited when I know you're coming on, Gilbert. How are things? Everything good?
Yes. Oh, so thrilling.
It is thrilling.
You know, now here, I'm going to start it off on a completely boring note.
What is that?
Where we'll have to dig our way
up
out of this.
Okay.
This is where, you know, you start out, like, with your weakest joke.
Right.
And then it's a challenge
to get the audience back. That's fine.
So I'll lose them with this.
Yes.
Listening to that song,
yes.
We're So Sorry, Uncle Albert.
Yes.
I did an episode of Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
And the episode was called We're So Sorry, Uncle Earl.
Oh.
About her Uncle Earl.
Oh. Comes.
Yeah, see, so I told you. Now we're going to have to spend the rest of our show
trying to just get back to ground level.
Yeah, just trying to get people to turn back to this station.
But there was a time where you and Hannah Montana were considered to be the comedy duo. Everyone in show business was talking about you guys.
We were like Burns and Allen.
Right. A thinking man, Stiller and Mira, people were calling you guys.
Yeah, we were Burns and Allen, and I go, Hannah, your uncle is in town, right?
Do you remember, Gilbert, he was scheduled to perform, George Burns was supposed to perform.
At 100.
On his 100th birthday.
Yeah, he made it to 100, but dropped dead.
Yes. He was not in any shape to perform on his 100th birthday, as
no.
it turned out.
No.
Right.
Well, someone shouldn't have asked him what year he was born.
That's the problem.
Just went into overload.
That was the problem. Could you do stand-up when you're 100? Is that even a possibility?
I can't do it now. Okay. I always say this, and it's true. My fantasy, right before I go up on stage, is that the manager will come back and uncomfortably say, oh, we had a fire or a flood, and so we no show tonight.
Yeah.
Here's your check. We got you booked on the next plane out. Okay, great.
That's easy.
Gilbert, you're naturally funny. You just to sit and visit with you, you're chatting before we came on the air, and you're very funny. Did you, when you were first starting, did you ever have a problem that a lot of comics have to try to be as funny on stage as you were off stage?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's like, when you first start doing comedy, there's that weird thing, like, you know you want to make a joke, and you don't even know what a joke is necessarily. So you start thinking of, like, apples rhymes with Snapple. That's kind of funny.
That's funny. Do that.
Yeah.
Right.
And sometimes when you're eating a hamburger, you'll get some ketchup that falls on your shirt.
Close with that.
Yeah. That could be my big opener.
If there's video of that, there's some guy in Ohio doing it tonight.
Somebody will definitely do it. I know from seeing the documentary, and I want to talk to you about this documentary, Gilbert, because I think it's fantastic, but it really shows your early influences, and one of them was Groucho Marx. As a young boy, you loved Groucho Marx.
The documentary is called Gilbert,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's on Hulu and Amazon, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, Groucho, I mean, back then on TV, there were all the old movies.
Right.
Constantly.
Right.
You'd see one channel would have monster movies,
mm-hmm.
the other would have the gangster movies and everything. And I fell in love with the Marx Brothers.
Yeah.
And then I remember Groucho started to come back.
Yes.
It's like he hadn't been around for a while.
He'd show up on Dick Cavett a lot.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. The Dick Cavett, he would pop up on.
Yeah.
And
Hollywood Squares sometimes,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
So I was used to, you know, the Groucho from Duck Soup. And
fast-paced.
Yeah. Yeah. Loud and constant, like, you know, a million words a minute.
Yeah.
And then he'd pop up with Dick Cavett. And all of a sudden, you saw this really frail guy with a little white mustache.
Golf cap.
Yeah, golf cap.
Always,
and a turtleneck.
Yep.
And he was like just kind of had that kind of palsy that old people get where they start shaking.
Yeah.
And the stories would no longer be quick one-liners. Now the stories would go on forever where you'd be going, oh, just, I don't expect this to be funny. Just please get through the sentence and I'll be happy. And so it would be like,
well, we worked in the theater back then, and the theater was something that had a stage, and people would sit in the audience. The audience back in my day were people watching a show. They were called the audience, and they would sit, because in my day, you could either stand or sit down. That's the way that the human body was constructed.
Sure.
And humans back then had two legs and two arms, and they would breathe oxygen.
And then a story about Margaret Dumont, and then you go to a commercial.
Margaret Dumont. Some people called her Margaret because that was her first name. Back in my day, people would have two names. They'd have their first name
and then the last name. Sure.
And sometimes they would call you just by your first name if they were friends.
Sure, of course, that makes sense.
And if they weren't friends,
What would they do that?
They'd call you by your last name.
That makes sense.
Sarah, we ran out of time for your Hedy Lamarr story.
Hedy Lamarr.
No, don't. Now, in the documentary, Gilbert, you pull off what I consider to be the most obscure impression I've ever seen. You're talking to a small child, and you say to the small child,
"Yes, that's
have you
being
seen
used in court now." That
this
me
is brilliant.
Talking to a small child.
Have you seen my John MacGyver impression?
John MacGyver.
Do you know who John MacGyver is?
From Fitzwillie, was it?
He was
yes.
He was in every movie in the 1960s.
Yeah, Fitzwillie with Dick Van Dyke.
Right.
Yeah. And he had a Twilight Zone episode.
Yes, he
everything
did.
Everything in the 60s.
But you decide during this documentary that you're going to share this impression with a small child.
Yes, John MacGyver.
I thought the young crowd.
They love John MacGyver.
The ones who love John. He's like Justin Bieber to them.
Kids love John MacGyver.
And so John MacGyver, he would usually play like a hotel matron, hotel manager, or someone in charge.
Right.
And you go, everything must be run according to schedule. We will have no slackers in this company. I run a tight ship, and I am captain of the ship.
But the child's reaction is so priceless because you know when you do it, it's risky. Maybe the child will love this impression of John MacGyver and maybe not, but the kid just looks at you like, what?
Yeah.
I love that.
And then the kid says, Oh, yes, John MacGyver.
Oh, yeah, John MacGyver.
Yeah.
And then the kid surprised me and goes, do you do Joe Flynn? That was amazing.
Could you do an Edward Andrews?
That would mean the world to me. Gilbert Gottfried is here. He's performing at Zany's in Chicago and in Rosemont tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. A bunch of shows. Go see Gilbert Gottfried. We'll give you more ticket information in just a little bit. I want to talk about your podcast and other things. Yeah. Stick around. It's Bill and Harry in for Wendy with Gilbert Gottfried on WGN. Bill left. It's Harry Tynowitz in for Wendy. Wendy's back tomorrow. Our guest is the great Gilbert Gottfried performing at Zany's in Chicago and in Rosemont tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. Go to zanies.com. All the information is there. Please plug your podcast. I want people to be aware of these.
Gilbert Gottfried's amazing, colossal podcast. And we had two members of Fitzwillie on
Dick Van Dyke.
The podcast.
More Fitzwillie talk, please.
Dick Van Dyke and Barbara Feldon.
You had Barbara Feldon on.
Yes.
Comedy legends. I mean, those are TV legends. So Dick Van Dyke, I grew up with Dick Van Dyke. Everybody did, right? Dick Van Dyke, Andy Griffith. What was he like?
Dick Van Dyke was great. He said he and another podcast guest, Orson Bean.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Game shows.
They were like friends when they were struggling actors.
Yes.
And they, for entertainment, they didn't have money to go to the movies or stuff. They would go to the zoo where there was a masturbating chimpanzee.
Yes.
He used to smoke a cigar and masturbate.
Yes.
All day. Oh,
that's fun. That's a fun day at the zoo.
So. So what more do you need? And that masturbating monkey was...
Who did he turn out to be? Today he runs Paramount Pictures. You had Marty Allen on. We just lost Marty Allen a month ago, and I know he was a guest of yours, right?
Yeah, and they... Yeah, because he was in that team of Allen and Ross.
Sure.
Who were like, you know, the poor man's Martin and Lewis.
Yeah, yeah.
And his catchphrase, you know, they'd always have Rossi would usually play a reporter in the sketch.
Yeah.
And he'd go, we're talking to the astronaut who just walked on the moon.
Yeah.
And they go, Astronaut Johnson, and he'd go, hello there.
And the crowd would go nuts.
Yes.
Just in those two words, hello there, that would knock people out back
then. And I just recently, I was on a show and I had never heard this. Maybe somebody could find it here. There was an opening song that Alan and Rossi
had. Their theme song, right?
Yeah. Yeah, where it
was it heavy piano music? Am I thinking of the right song?
There was piano, kind of like almost like a mambo beat.
Oh, maybe it's a different song.
And it was like, hello there, hello there, hello there. Everybody wants to say hello there.
Bill, you're thinking of Martini and Rossi.
I'm thinking of Martini and Rossi, Oscar Spumante. That's what I'm thinking of. Oh, wow. I have to ask you Wendy's question. She's not here today, but here's what she wanted to know. She said, I'm sure he gets this all the time.
She wants to know how many Jewish Bond girls there
are. That's her question. Okay. How many have there been, Gilbert? How many
there
Jewish
Bond girls? Barbara Bach.
One.
Who's now married to Ringo Starr.
Right.
My friend.
And, so she was a Bond girl.
Honor Blackman? Was she?
Honor Blackman one of the tribe?
The name,
that
maybe.
That could be.
Possibly. All right, who else?
That could be.
Who else?
Jane Seymour.
Jane Seymour, right.
Yeah, and her father was a doctor to top it off.
Yes, yes.
Now, was Tanya Roberts a Bond girl?
Tanya Roberts was a Bond girl.
She was a Charlie's Angel.
She was also a Bond girl, though. Yeah.
So that's three Jewish Bond girls.
Yeah. Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Three. How many Jewish villains?
Oh, okay.
See if you can do this.
Dr. Oi.
I can name two.
Dr. Oi.
The most obvious one, Joseph Wiseman.
Dr. No.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, a doctor.
And a trick one.
Yes.
In there is I heard Yaphet Kotto.
Yaphet Kotto is.
Yaphet Kotto's
real name was Kotoberg.
Yeah.
Wow, so we are heavily represented in the world of James Bond.
And well, it's kind of like Denzel Washington.
Oh, yeah. Right. Jasmine, our producer, has a surprise for you, Gilbert. Okay, listen to this. Uh-oh. Listen to this.
Ah!
Hello there. Hello there. Hello there. Everywhere we go, we say,
hello there.
Hello there. Hello there. Hello there. Your happiness will grow, just say, hello.
This is beautiful.
It's great.
Now, that's the old version. Jasmine, play the Maroon 5 version. Wait till you hear this. You're going to love the Maroon 5 version. So Wendy's question.
It's got everything.
A little bit of everything.
It's got that great Vegas beat.
Yeah, doesn't it?
The great 70s TV beat. And with a little bit of mambo in there.
Just like, tossed in.
Try not tapping your foot to that.
It's a beautiful song, the Hello Dare theme.
Yeah, it's kind of like mambo in the way of Desi Arnaz.
Yeah, very much so. Yes. Very much so. All right, so Wendy wanted to know, and I want to know, when you see this documentary, they show Dara, your wife, and they show your kids, and I get, you probably get this every day, but people say, I'm surprised that Gilbert's wife is Dara, and I'm surprised his kids are Gilbert's kids. But you yourself in the documentary, you even say, you walk around your apartment going, I can't believe this is my life.
Yes, I say it a few times. It's like I always feel like I'm walking around the Twilight Zone episode.
Really?
When I'm at home. Because, well, one thing is furniture matching. I never had that growing up. I remember there'd be like this broken down the dining room table was a beat up table, and not one chair match the other chair.
Really?
There was no such a thing as a set of knives and forks or a set of, no two plates match.
Yeah.
No spoon and fork match.
Yeah.
No glasses or cups.
But and now you have all that.
Yeah.
And a great family.
Yeah. The furniture looked like, oh, well, this one, I think some dead uncle, we took this chair from, and some other chair we found in the street.
Yeah.
Hey, when I was a single guy, my favorite word was eclectic.
Right.
Well, what's with your apartment?
It's eclectic. A little bit of everything.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I know everybody tells you that their kids love you from Aladdin, and we watched Aladdin 1,000 times, but my kids also love you as Digit on Cyber Chase. You must have this whole young following of kids that know you as these animated birds.
Yeah. Those, and that, you know, Cyber Chase is a weird case. It's a show on PBS. And on there, it's like so many times where I'll record and then years will pass. And then they'll call me again, and say, are you available this Tuesday? Because it's like, it's PBS. So it's basically, they smash their piggy bank
right
after a few years and go, oh, we've got enough money for another
show. What's wrong with that? They pace themselves.
It's always like a surprise present.
My jokes are like that. I'll say one today and then like in a year and a half. Yeah,
that's how it works. I love seeing you. You're the best, Gilbert, and I wish you nothing but the best, both in Chicago and wherever you go. Go see Gilbert at Zanies tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. Zanies.com has all the information. Anything else you want to plug before we close off?
My website's GilbertGottfried.com.
Yeah.
My Twitter is at RealGilbert. And can I be played off with hello there?
Yeah. Jazz, is that possible? Gilbert asked one simple thing. Can he be played off with that song, Hello There? It would mean the world to him. This should be your ringer on your cell phone when people call you.
Hello there.
It's Gilbert Gottfried, everybody. Go see him at Zanies. He's the best. Thank you, Gilbert.
Thank
greatly
you
appreciated. A quick break and then more of us, Bill and Harry on WGN.